Is this the first time that you've had a, you've got a lot of international players, but the first time maybe from the Czech Republic a golfer's been, Emma Cook, committed to college?
It is, for the golf team, for sure. I think they've had some other players for basketball and such, but definitely a first for the golf team. He's a great young talent. Last year, 2019, he was, I believe he was ranked around 30th for amateur in the Czech. Had a hand injury, had to have surgery on, so he was kind of out of golf for, I don't know, about 6 months or so. And he just kind of, here in the last few months, he said he's finally got full strength and playing again, and just kind of getting the feel back again and playing a lot again. And so by the time he gets here, he'll have everything down again and be a great addition to our team.
Let me try the name here. Philippe Lanque, is that right?
That is right, yeah. So very nice young man again. We're going to have one of the most polite teams I've ever had, because they're all just really nice young men, very polite and very hardworking, both on the course and grades-wise. They're all going to be very, very good. So it's going to be a fun year. It's going to be probably the most talented team I've had, top to bottom. And, you know, it's kind of going to be, you know, if everything works out all right, we get the season going and get these kids here. You know, it could be a year where I could have two five-man teams that could play any given week, and, you know, any of the teams could play just as good as the other. I mean, it's just going to be kind of a crapshoot of who's going to be playing the best each week and qualifying. And, you know, the five players that don't qualify could put together a team that could be just as talented as the team the players that do qualify. So it'll be an interesting year. You know, challenging just to try to get everybody the fair amount of playing time and experience, and we'll get them here and get qualified and hopefully start our season back to normal come August.
I don't know about the other region teams, but you've got some, as you mentioned, golfers, the Czech Republic, from Germany, Australia, South Africa, England, and the Netherlands. Wow. I mean, I don't know if any other team in the region can say they've got golfers from all those different locations.
No, definitely not. You know, Eastern Wyoming has a Czech player that was on the team last year. He was actually the top player in the region. So, you know, there's a lot of good golf coming out of that country, but and they'll bring in other international players as well. It's you see a lot of international players on a lot of the top teams as well too. So there's a lot of talent out there. But yeah, we have players from four different continents. So it's gonna be it's just kind of a cool thing to see all these players coming to Southwest Nebraska. And you know, in the past, the international players I've had have just loved it. Not just international, but you know, I bring in a lot of kids from Colorado and some other places, and you know, McCooks is one of those towns that, you know, the kids really seem to enjoy it. It's a great course, great facilities for them, and you know, we always have a really good camaraderie, and we are very competitive, so it just makes for a fun year in golf.
Are you done with recruiting, or you feel like, hey, you might have another young man or two?
I'm probably done. So we definitely have, you know, the three players coming back, the freshmen from last year, got four new international kids. And then that kind of leaves plenty of room for the other players that were on the team last year, Chesney, Kyle, and Casey, to, you know, make their decision if, they, you know, if McCook is where they want to come back to again, because, again, they keep their year of eligibility, so they get a chance to come back if they like. I know they're kind of addressing some stuff with their it's going to work out for them school-wise, getting them the necessary classes they need. And so they're not basically wasting a year academically. But so they're all considering it. So they could all three come back, and that would give us our 10 players. If they decide not to come back, you know, I'd still have 7 players, which would be plenty and a great talented team. And then at that point, if I found, you know, one or two late additions, I could do that. But I'm not really actively seeking anybody at this point.
Put a plug in for the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Heritage Hills. I take it's going to be open for business, aren't you?
Yeah, you bet. Heritage Hills is it's been really a good way for people to get out and just get away from the house. It's a great social distancing sport with Memorial Weekend. I think it will be busy. So, you know, give us a call for your tee times at 345-5032 because, like I said, it should be a busy weekend.
I know. A disappointing junior golf tournament, I think, was scheduled for there. Not going to take place, is it?
Yeah, that was disappointing. You know, and I understand why. It's, you know, with the situation, being able to staff all their tournaments that they had scheduled was going to be an issue. So they decided to cancel ours and some other tournaments. I don't know all the other tournaments that they have canceled, but we're still going to be doing a youth camp come in June, from June 15th to June 19th. And we'll have a end of the week tournament for all those campers involved in that as well. So we'll try to get some tournaments going just on our own end for these junior players here locally.